Time again for Moments of Melody, 5 minutes designed to help you begin your day. What a power a mother possesses. What influence she bears. According to one magazine, the power of womanhood has reached a new high in our generation. She outnumbers men for the first time in history, outlives man by an average of 4.5 years, is beneficiary of 80% of all life insurance, spends 85% of the family income, and pretty well suggests what's to be done with the remaining 15%, has a majority of the votes, owns 80% of all real estate. But the greatest power of all which womanhood holds in her sway, and this is not new in our generation, but has been true in all centuries, is the power of motherhood. The mother of Sir Walter Scott was a lover of poetry and music. Lord Bacon's mother was a woman of superior mind and deep piety. Patrick Henry's mother was eloquent in speech. George Washington's mother formed his habits of orderliness and business. Yes, great is the power of motherhood. St. Paul has a word for wives and mothers in our verses today. Now St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. You wives must submit to your husband's leadership in the same way you submit to the Lord. For a husband is in charge of his wife in the same way that Christ is in charge of his body, the church. He gave his very life to take care of it and be its Savior. And so you wives must willingly obey your husbands in everything, just as the church obeys Christ. A mother who laughs at the Bible may have started her child on the way to becoming a champion atheist. A mother who ridicules the standards of the Scriptures may have given her son a good start on the road to great sin. On the other hand, the mother who suggests that her daughter give a coin to a lame girl or take flowers to a shut-in may have launched the career of an orphanage supervisor. Mothers, read and heed the Bible.